Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And Remax Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro, find them at realestateconcepts.net.
With us in studio is Ashley Jarrett. She is from the Iowa Finance Authority. Her job title is the Communications Director, and in just a moment, you're going to hear why she is the Communications Director. All Communications Directors have one thing in common. They must be friendly and bubbly, right?
Well, I hope so.
Oh, of course, because you got to communicate with folks.
I hope I'm pulling that off.
Yeah, you're doing really well.
All right.
Purple, you got the look going on
kind
today.
Kind of matched today.
Yeah, very nice. You got the memo. All right. So, first of all, let's talk about the Iowa Finance Authority. Ashley, what is that?
Well, we are a state agency. We focus on affordable housing in the state. Anything from first-time home buyers we assist through our homeownership programs, affordable rental programs, and then homelessness assistance programs. We also offer a lot of other things that people don't really know about. For instance, loans and tax credits for beginning farmers, water quality funding, a lot of little known programs that we offer at the Iowa Finance Authority.
All right, so that's a lot of very diversified stuff going on.
It definitely is. So from a marketing perspective, I certainly have my hands full making sure Iowans are aware of all the programs that we offer.
Can we go through that again slower so that, I'm kind of slow. I went to public school, too. And so I can figure out what the heck. So it's affordable housing.
Yes. And under the housing umbrella, there's a lot of different programs there. So we offer mortgage programs and down payment assistance programs for buyers. So if you're a first-time buyer out there looking, or even if you've owned a home in the past and are looking for a house, we could offer $2,500 in down payment assistance.
Now, do you have to meet certain income?
You do. Yes. We have various income prices throughout the state, as well as purchase price of the home has to fall within our guidelines.
Got it.
They're listed on our website.
All right. So that's on the affordable housing side.
Yeah.
What else?
Beginning farmers.
What's this about?
Eligible beginning farmers can receive, we have various loan and tax credit programs for them to be assisted with buying farmland or machinery to really get started. Of course, in Iowa, we have a lot of retiring farmers who are kind of aging out of it, and this will help really pass the ball to the next generation of farmers in the state.
Do you have any interest, and this is because this is such a niche area. Do you have any interest in organics? People that are coming in and say, hey, look, I don't want to farm 13,000 acres, but I do want to farm 25 acres.
Yeah, you know, normally our programs assist farmers with kind of the corns and soybeans, but we have had questions of organic farming. We don't do a lot of it, but it's certainly eligible.
Hmm. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, wine growers, all kinds of different things like
that. Of course.
Right. Yeah, we're into that. Anything else?
I think that's pretty much
housing and farming.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got a gig coming up next week.
We do.
And you call it the Fun House.
We do. Yes. It's our annual Housing Iowa Conference. We have a lot of fun with our themes on this. It's called the Fun House. Because if you picture yourself walking into a room, a fun house, per se, with the wacky mirrors, looking at yourself differently, a lot of affordable housing professionals, we deal with a lot of the same issues year after year. A lot of the same topics come up. So we're really challenging people to maybe take a different perspective, look at it differently, as in a wacky mirror at a fun house.
Oh,
you would get it. There you go.
Yeah.
Really challenge your mind like a fun house would, and really just get out there and just look at topics differently.
And who's invited to this? Who comes to this?
Well, a lot of different folks. As I was mentioning our different programs, we work with a lot of different housing professionals. So lenders and realtors attend, as well as affordable housing developers, property managers, anybody interested in affordable housing in the state, homeless service providers, you name it, and they'll be at the Housing Iowa Conference.
The Housing Iowa Conference is coming up next week on the 7th and 8th, as a matter of fact. And it's going to be where?
It's at the Des Moines Marriott downtown.
Very nice.
We have a record attendance. About 700 people will be there.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, this is for all of Iowa?
Yep, it's statewide. We bring in some developers from out of state even, people that are interested in hearing our different trainings that we have offered.
Got it. Okay. So this is really hard to get my head wrapped around. One of the things that we talk about consistently on the program is the lack of affordable housing that we seem to have here in the Des Moines Metro. There's lots of housing, and there's expensive housing, but there's not much in that first-time homebuyer area.
Yeah. So at the conference, yes, if you want to attend, housingiowaconference.com, you can see all of our trainings, and we really talk about what are these programs for affordable financing? How do you bring more affordable housing into the city, into the community,
so would this also be for developers?
Absolutely. It's for developers as well. We talk about a lot of the programs seem complex at first. So that's really the point of this. We're trying to bring a lot of training to people that are just interested in learning more about how do these federal programs work. What do I need to do to get involved? That'll be covered at the conference.
Very nice. Her name is Ashley Jared, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Fun House, brought to you by the Iowa Finance Authority. So people from all over the state will come here.
Yes, they will next week.
Do you watch any pockets of affordable housing going on in the state? Are you aware of places that are really desperate to have affordable housing versus those the areas of the state that have more?
You know, I don't know that there's one specific area right now, but it just seems like it's booming because when a new company moves in, lots of new jobs, our unemployment rate is low. What's that translate to? These people that are working there need housing that they can afford at their wages. So housing obviously is hugely important. It has a tie into all of the different industries. And this conference will really talk about how we can get more affordable housing.
You know, I had a friend of mine who engaged our firm to help him market a housing complex, an apartment complex, in one of the more rural communities around Des Moines. I can't say which one. And I thought it was a great opportunity for their community, and the city council voted it down. They said no. Sometimes you just wonder, you know, because obviously with the burgeoning population that we're having here in the Des Moines Metro, people got to be able to find some place to live. And if they're close by their workplace, as this would have been, that would have seemed to be a no-brainer.
Exactly. Sometimes there's a real misperception of what affordable housing looks like, who lives in those affordable housing units. It's the nurses. It's first-year teachers, for instance. It's young families. And we call it NIMBYism. The not in my backyard syndrome.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. A lot of people say, affordable housing's great, just not in my backyard. So we're really trying to educate people that it's not, you know, those people. It's your neighbors. It's your family. It's your friends that can live in affordable housing.
It's not those people.
Yeah, it really is. Oh, that stereotype that we're really trying to break. Actually, I keep going back to the conference. Not that I'm trying to push that too much, but one of the sessions there is this topic exactly. It's altering perceptions of affordable housing. We're having a national speaker, the apartment expert, Lisa Troizen, come in and talk about some successes. Just as you mentioned, some neighborhoods who have fought that resistance and won or that have been challenged by it. So it'll be really interesting and timely.
And we're seeing in many places, you know, there's the opposite is true sometimes, where you take an area of town and it becomes gentrified, so to speak. And that means the prices of whatever is there goes up because of redevelopment, and then the folks that can't afford that or can't, you know, have over 50% of their income going just for housing have got to go someplace else.
I completely agree. Yeah, yes.
That can be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Another session, now that you mention it, you're giving me all these great segues here.
I didn't even see the formula.
Another segment is inclusionary housing. So talking about some zoning policies that can be put in place. I know some communities such as Iowa City are really talking about this right now. It's a hot topic.
You have some really important type people coming to this. Some headliners.
Do.
Who you got?
So Elizabeth Smart will be one headliner on Wednesday over lunch.
Now. When the moment I saw that, I thought, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Smart and affordable housing. What's the deal there?
We get that question a lot.
I bet.
So a lot of our attendees are, for instance, homeless service providers or property managers, people that are on the front lines and can maybe look at signs of human trafficking. So Elizabeth's highly involved in various nonprofits that really say, what are the signs that you can look for in human trafficking? It is happening in Iowa, whether we realize it or not.
Right.
It certainly is here. Social will be just be kind of making that tie into things that you can look for signs of victims throughout the state.
Yeah, and it is a serious problem.
It certainly is.
And you know, this is, and again, to build on what you just said, it's not just in Las Vegas or Los Angeles or New York or Kissimmee, Florida. It's here in Des Moines.
It sure is. Yeah. And another conference session. Look at me. I'm just an infomercial here today. But we also have one on human trafficking
she's the
in this state.
Communications director. So that's,
but wait, there's more.
She stays on message.
Yeah. But one of our other keynotes, if you've seen the movie The Big Short with Steve Carell, Stephen Eisman, who Steve Carell portrays in that movie, will be speaking about the housing crisis and its aftermath. So we have a lot of lenders and realtors and obviously everyone that's interested in the housing market. So he'll be a great keynote speaker on Thursday as well.
Wow. All kinds of folks. And then
we do.
I understand just by looking over your shoulder, of course, that you have my friend Mike Pace is going to be the MC of this event.
Yes, he is.
Taking him off the street and put him to
giving
work.
Giving him a job.
Very nice. Anytime Michael can work, that's a good thing. You know?
He'll be hosting the Housing Iowa Awards, which is a great chance for us to showcase the great affordable housing initiatives throughout the state.
All right. So can anybody go to this?
Yes. Anybody that has an interest in just learning more about the affordable housing industry
in
Iowa.
You can find out more about registration fees or all of that stuff online, of course.
Yes. HousingIowa.com.
And we will have links directly to that so that you folks, if you miss all of this interview or some of it, you'll be able to find it on our radio blog, and we will ship that all over through social media. Thanks for doing
Wonderful.
This.
Thanks so much
See
for having me.
See how easy this was?
Piece of cake.
I tell you. Her name is Ashley Jared, ladies and gentlemen, Iowa Finance Authority. That sounds like such a authoritarian group. But you guys are so nice.
We try to be.
I know you are. Yeah. And we're talking about what's happening with the Fun House next week, September 7 and 8, here at the Downtown Marriott. You ought to go if any of this has of interest to you, especially those of you who are involved in fair housing practices, in affordable housing practices, neighborhood groups, political action groups. You want to get in on this. This is probably a good idea because you'll get the grassroots idea of what's going on. Thank you again, Ashley.
Thank you.
Very nice. All right, we've got a scoot. Time to take a look at see what happened on Wall Street today. Did the numbers go up, down, stay the same? Got the jobs report coming out tomorrow. That should be interesting. Experts are saying if it hits 180,000, there's a good chance the Fed will raise interest rates in September. Will all that happen? We'll find that out tomorrow, but the markets are next.